This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what else I like to do. I like to eat. If you're out there right now and you're hungry or you're thirsty, slide by Twin Peaks, man. We're at 59 and Kirby. Giving away some Twin Peaks gift cards, giving away some Visa gift cards, and watching some of this college basketball in the month of March, if you know what I'm saying, baby. There's some good ones going on, and there's no better place to be than Twin Peaks. Look, this is one of them sports bar kind of days. There's so much action, so many games going on that you need this many TVs. You need this many beautiful views, phenomenal views to keep an eye on every single game. Ron the show, usually his head's over here spinning. He's trying to watch about four or five different games at the same time.
This is what I used to get sick for,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. Give himself pink eye so he can stay home and watch this right here. But look here, with 59 and Kirby, come on, slide through. It's a beautiful day. I can't believe the patio out there doesn't have anybody on it right now. The patio's absolutely wide open. Come on through. If you can't get to this Twin Peaks, if you're listening, if you can hear us right now, odds are you're around the corner from a Twin Peaks. Stop through. Hit that happy hour. Top shelf bourbons, top shelf tequilas, made from scratch menu. It's all off the charts, and it's a good day to slide in there. I'm telling you, the talent's strong in there. So he's on through. They know what they're doing. They know what day is. Tyler, they schedule. They know what they did. They scheduled on this scheduling right here. We got us a couple little parlays rolling. Yes, indeed. Tyler's over there with the half. Well, almost.
You almost forced Tyler to have his head on a swivel.
Dump button was at the ready.
I'm telling you now, at McNeese State, we need this. We got a little parlay going. We, as in the show and the drive, and all of y'all out there that want to have a free drink on the drive, we need this McNeese State to hold up right here.
48-29, baby. 8:30 left.
Yeah, man. They've had this high teen to low 20 lead for the whole game. It'd be a shame if they choked this one away. But we need that one to happen right there.
I mean, they'd have to do a lot to choke this.
Yes,
I mean,
they would.
They just need to lose by less than 7.5.
Well, for one of them, they just got to win.
You need the outright.
This is the one game. This is the one game right here that on that old money line bet T Mill gave me was.
No, they just hit another three.
So. Hell, it's over. Let's talk about these Masters. Hey, Scotty Scheffler, Texas boy. He won his second Masters last year, and for those that don't know, part of the Masters week is there's a dinner, which is served in honor of the tournament's defending champion, right? And it's attended by the individuals that have won Masters. This stems from, back in the early 50s when Ben Hogan organized a dinner for past winners. And that winner, the past winner, gets to decide what the menu looks like. And I'm going to be honest with you, Tyler. Scottie Scheffler's a Texas boy. So yeah. I got a little love for him, and I don't mean UT, which he is, but I just mean Texas in general.
Yeah.
And when I saw the menu, I thought, what's, you know, that's a good little menu. Here's what Scotty Scheffler's put out there for this year's Masters. The appetizers. Cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. All right, the first course is Texas-style chili. The main course, wood-fired cowboy ribeye and blackened or blackened redfish. And the dessert is a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
He stayed with them skillet cookies. That's not the first time I've seen him go with that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Ron, because I'm doing a little digging here, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm disappointed in Scotty. I said 2-time winner. I mean, this is, we're talking about the champions dinner at the damn Masters here, Scotty.
So what? But that's my thing is, how do you approach it in your mind? Are you approaching this to like, well, I want to put together a great meal, am I approaching this like I want to put together like what represents me?
Me? I'm gonna give you the best I got. But before we get there, let me explain this to you. Scotty won. I said 2-time champion. He won 2 years ago. Right,
yeah, he's pretty good at golf.
Hell, look what he did on that same menu: cheeseburger, sliders, firecracker, shrimp. I guess they've added an appetizer since then. He had tortilla soup instead of chili, but then he went ribeye steak and blackened redfish with the warm skillet. Like, man, this is a champion's dinner, and his ass ventured. Like, he changed his menu by one item. What are we doing here, Scotty? I mean, that must have been the year he got arrested or something. He must have been out of his mind. I don't know what's going on here. I really like the fact that he did it with the Texas flair. But now that I know he didn't even change much from last year, it borderline pisses me off. But now to your point, I'm going to assume that the Masters wouldn't boil about 500 pounds of crawfish and just have ice chests. And I ain't talking about these new age ice chests that keep ice cold for 14 days. I'm talking about one of them old ones with them little bumps on the top of it. You know what I'm talking about? The Moigloos.
Yeah. If you wanted it, they better do it.
Hey, 3 or 4 of them, Tyler, just chock full of them old silver bullets, man. I'm assuming that Augusta's not going to do that for me.
I bet they would.
Well, Jinx. If they would do that, that's what I'd do. I mean, that's if you told me I was going to die tomorrow, I'd say, all right, boys, let's get some cold beer and boil some bugs tonight, and I'm gonna call it up tomorrow.
I think it's kind of like the death row, like last meal. I think you really kind of have free reign, whatever the hell
free
you
reign
want, man.
Really get after it.
I ain't
telling Scotty no.
Well, I just assumed we weren't going to do the crawfish boil, so I put a little thought into this, boys. My champion, Dirty's champions dinner. Would sound a little something like this. I'm going heavy Cajun seafood.
I could see that.
I'm going heavy Cajun seafood because we're going to eat what the hell I want to eat, Ron. I want it. I'm the damn champion.
I think that's what Scotty did 2 times in a row, but clearly have an issue.
Well, if I did this 1 year and I was a champion, the next year we'd switch that thing up. But here's what I got. And I know some of you old heads going to love these right here now. I ain't met too many youngsters that like these, but I know a bunch of old heads, a bunch of old white folks that eat them. Fried crab fingers.
I've never heard of that in my life.
That's what the whites used to do.
With the one little claw coming out like this and the meat on the end of it and it's fried?
Nice. Tasty.
Oh, fried crab fingers? You got to be kidding me.
I don't think I've seen that.
These are my appetizers. Fried crab fingers, old boudin link, top-notch boudin, and some fried gator bites.
You going in. You're getting in.
I like it.
All right, then I'm going to move on to where he had his little chili, which I'm cool with chili, but I'm going to give an option here. We're either going lobster bisque, but we're going to go with a full-blown seafood gumbo.
Those.
You're rolling right through this. I know one dish that's going to be on there.
Which one?
The same thing you get every time we go to Papado's.
You're damn right. Hey, crawfish etouffee. Your ass is getting dark roux. Getting none of that pink light stuff. We're talking about crawfish etouffee now, Tyler. We ain't talking about none of that.
Oh, crawfish. I love some good etouffee, man.
Dark roux, dirty rice, and you ain't got no choice. That's what we're getting. And then on the dessert into this thing, T, I'm gonna go pecan pie with a little vanilla bluebell ice cream.
Tyler's favorite.
Oh, bluebell up there. Tyler probably snuck off, made some field trips from A&M over there to it. Isn't that pretty crazy?
It's funny you say that. I did make field trips, but whenever I was in like elementary or junior high, to that bluebell factory. But I was with your whole thing, your whole menu till that last part. That's the only thing I don't like.
The other one is just flat out mocha almond fudge bluebell ice cream. I don't know if I've ever had that, but that ice cream right there is to die for.
I don't like coffee.
And if I ain't serving nothing on that, it's just for folks that don't like coffee, you can have that pecan pie. If you like coffee,
I don't like the coffee.
Mocha almond fudge bluebell ice cream. Ooh. I can eat a gallon of it right now. Bro.
Text line coming in. Sounds delicious. Go Cougs.
Unbelievable.
Clint making a brother hungry.
Yes,
good
indeed,
grief. Who cares? Someone text
Get the hell out of here. T-Mill, what'd you think, Bob?
I was with you on all that. All that sounded pretty damn good. Yeah, I love a lot, pretty much anything Cajun cuisine, so you weren't missing with me.
All right, since I stole your thunder, what's yours?
I'm looking at T-Mills. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I thought about it a little bit in that last break. Might not be my most optimal champions menu, but this is what I came up with. Appetizer. It's definitely got to be some crispy. That's the key. They got to be crispy fried pickles and not the damn spears, not them nasty-ass pickle spears fried. I want the pickle chips fried, and I want them fried very well. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And then also maybe throw in some Texas cheese fries in there,
You got to
throw some cheese on top of some French fries, some bacon bits, maybe even some sour cream. Some people like some chives.
I didn't know if there was something extra with Texas cheese fries. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of carbs and calories and deliciousness.
Right.
If I'm going with a soup, I'm with you, Clint. I'm going with a really good lobster bisque. It's got to be real creamy, real delicious on that very first bite.
Love a good lobster bisque.
Oh, it's so good.
The thing about lobster bisque, and I'll add this to mine, we're going to double meat this thing. Right, we're going to double meat this.
Oh
thing.
Yeah,
I mean a lobster bisque. I know is supposed to be a little on the thinner side. It's not supposed to be full of meat. But I've had a couple of places where it's chock full of meat. I got to have a little something. I don't need it floating, but I got to have a little something. So sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, I'm with you. That was a great note right there on the bisque. Main course for me, it's going to be a steak, Texas ribeye, whatever you want, 12, 14 ounces. Obviously, everyone at this dinner would get it cooked the way they would like. I'm going medium rare every single time, of course. The right way to cook a steak. And then I'm going to have a side of some grilled asparagus with some nice seasonings there on the asparagus. And then loaded mashed potatoes to go along with that for your main course. And then dessert, red velvet bundt cake. Simple, delicious, always a good egg.
That's like leaving half a beer at Twin Peaks before you go to work, man. A red velvet bundt cake?
A bundt cake, baby. It's his menu.
Yeah, man. Cookie cake just because I'm a cookie fiend, and I just go to Great American Cookie and grab
more,
a cookie
That would
cake.
Be more, I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily Texas, but that would be damn sure. I mean, I think 75 to 90% of my birthday parties I've ever been to had cookie cake.
Oh, yeah. Mine, I'm going straight Maine, and then I got to fill in.
Let's hear it.
From the inside out. Okay. I got to fill in. I'm going, give me some good catfish.
Okay, fried catfish.
Nothing wrong with
catfish,
that.
And I'm talking about some, and I want some good spicy tartar sauce. It's a little hot sauce.
Okay.
Especially there's some, since I give me some hush puppies as well. Let me ride that thing homemade. And I'm going to do like this. Now, some people ain't had this combination in households. I think I've told you about it. Give me a little catfish, some hush puppies, some spaghetti, and some coleslaw.
Yeah, that would be a great champions dinner because I don't think.
It's a combo.
Is that a two Americas thing?
It is a two Americas.
We discussed this. I just want to make sure. I can't remember the results of the poll.
And I hear Tyler rolling. Whoa. Guess so, man. There you go. Go look. I'm telling you, go look it up. Just like
it is a thing. I remember.
The little catfish spaghetti and coleslaw together. Little hush puppies, man.
What dessert are you going with?
I'm having a little fun, man. I'm not gonna go like many of y'all just thinking, he's about to say peach cobbler or something. Nah, man, we do a little Dutch apple cheesecake.
Dutch apple cheesecake.
Yeah, the combination.
Ron, you'd have people skipping champions dinner.
Nah, I wouldn't. Or I'll be eating that damn cheesecake myself and enjoying it, baby. Just think about that Dutch apple with the caramel over the top with the cheesecake and oh my goodness.
Yeah, it all sounds good. The Masters is what is that? April 10, 11, somewhere in there is when they crank that thing up. They got three tournaments leading up to it. Rory McIlroy is rocking and rolling. Scheffler's making his move, obviously, and always playing great. So the Masters is shaping up to be a good one. All right, we got, by the way, text in 713-572-4610. Let us know which one of them menus you're going with right there, which one of them dinners, champions dinners you're going with right there. I got a feeling mine's going to win that one, Ron. I got a pretty good feeling mine's going to win that one.
Yours was the most detailed. I'll give you that.
I spent a little time on it. You know, it's T had a good idea, man. Of all the things we talked, other than my crawfish etouffee, that catfish does sound good right now. Yeah. All right, we got some parlays going on right now. Just to update everybody on that, McNeese State and Clemson. We need McNeese in that game. I need a money line. Our team bet is catching 7.5, so that bet looks really good. 51-36 over Clemson. McNeese is winning over Clemson right now with a little over 6 minutes left in that ball game. On my parlay, I got BYU over VCU. BYU is up 11 at halftime, 39-28. Again, that's a money line. Then I've got Gonzaga over Georgia. Again, another money line. They're up 35-16. And the fourth leg of this money line is going to be Tennessee over Wofford in the first half. And again, that is a money line bet. So all we need is Tennessee to be up at halftime right there. That looks like it right now. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. I'm a little worried about VCU, BYU. But right now, that looks pretty promising. And our team bet, where we're gonna drink some folks, Ron.
Oh hell yeah! We're in a good spot.
We need McNeese State.
McNeese was the one that I would say I was most nervous about.
Okay, what's the other ones on there?
Missouri. They need to beat Drake by 6.5.
There you go.
And then we need Michigan to beat UC San Diego by 2.5.
That's only three, right?
They're only
McNeese,
four.
Missouri, Michigan, and who's the fourth?
And then we need
Utah State over UCLA.
Yeah, Utah State over UCLA. Yep.
And they're catching points, so that is on the line. So that one right there, that parlay right there, we're gonna do a little drinking on. We're gonna do it at a Twin Peaks, I suppose.
We could be right here tomorrow. We could be right back at the Twin Peaks right here.
Oh, right. Like, I thought you meant
right
we,
down
I,
the street.
I thought you meant we was doing a live show and I didn't know about it. Okay, yeah, no, I got you.
No. That ain't it. No, but keep it up. Keep looking and keep checking it out. And not just keep checking it out. You can come check it out here. Come on out here. Twin Peaks right here off of Kirby. Come hang out with us. We'll be here at least until 6 o'clock. By the way, you know Kansas plays Arkansas a little bit later on tonight, so that's an obviously a big game for us that somebody will be talking and feeling good tomorrow about it. All right, coming up, I do want to give an update on a very important player in this city and where they are injury-wise. We'll tell you that, as well as somebody else got paid for the Texans, and Clint loves it. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here, Twin Peaks, right off of Kirby. We just had another winner, which means you're down to two more prizes to win. You can win a couple of $25 Visa gift cards here. All you got to do is come in, sign your name, put it in our raffle barrel there, and you will have a chance to win as we will be hooking somebody up the rest of the way. Two more opportunities right here, Twin Peaks, right here off of Kirby. Come on out and have a good time. It's been a great time out here. We got some 610ers out here. Reggie's just camping it out right here, man, and going to watch games here as he should and as you should. As you're getting off work, come on out and hang out. A&M comes up in the 6 o'clock hour to make your way out here. Sorry, Texas fans.
You ring, baby.
Your season ended last night in a tough fashion. But hey, come on up and watch plenty of other games that are up here. U of H already just absolutely destroyed a 16 seed. They are not going to be the third one seed to lose to a 16 seed as they won by nearly 40 today against SIU Edwardsville. But it was a good crowd here for that as well. Our bets are looking good. Gonzaga's up almost 20 against Georgia for you, Clint, and it looks like McNeese State is starting to salt this thing away. So getting close to being one down here for our our parlay. So a lot of fun had up here. I do want to pass across this information. Amin Thompson, who's missed the last couple of games, has had an injury. He missed the game against Orlando. He is listed as probable for the Rockets game coming up tomorrow night in Miami. Outside of Reed Shepard, who's got the fractured thumb. But Amin Thompson, looks like they'll have him back, Clint, in the fold. And he has been out thus far. I know you've liked what Jabari Smith has done since he's gotten some more time there with him as well. But he is slated to play again coming up on Friday, which is big. Good to see him get back in here, maybe get a little rest there, but him get back in the fold, because you want to see him get it added into this, yeah. Especially when they play some of these better teams like the Nuggets coming up, the Warriors, the Lakers.
Well, get healthy and stay healthy for the playoffs, right? Probably not going to hurt much. I mean, obviously, you'd rather Amin Thompson not get injured, especially when it's an ankle, high ankle like that. But at the end of the day, getting you 10 days, getting you, 8-10 days off like that is probably good for the rest of his body. So and he probably needed it. I mean, nobody other than maybe Jalen Green was playing harder than him, longer than him. It'll be interesting to see how they work him back into the starting rotation. It'll be interesting to see, as not that it really matters in the sense of having an opinion strongly one way or another, but is who is it that goes to the bench and who's the first guy off the bench in that role? Is it Jabari? Is it Amin? Is it, as you mentioned, probably not going to be Dylan Brooks given who he is and the veteran that he is. But it'll be interesting how Ime Udoka kind of massages that lineup once they do get everybody healthy. It's been a minute.
Yeah. Coming up here, as I see here on the text line, Clint, people are talking about the dish here. Menu podium is Clint, T-Mill, and Show. That spaghetti thing bumped you down coming from Irvin. I can understand this from some white folks here. Better dishes, dirty rice. Fish on top of covered etouffee.
Is that called the old Ponson train?
Is that what it is?
I think.
Clint, I like your dinner, but with Ron's dessert. Hell, what the hell is Show saying? Spaghetti and coleslaw, catfish.
Is that my boy Ron?
Did you say coleslaw?
I said in coleslaw.
Yeah. I thought you said what was the dip?
I didn't have a dip. I just
tartar.
I had no. The spicy tartar sauce for the catfish and some hush puppies.
Tyler said, "Yeah, tartar."
catfish and spaghetti. Hell no! I think that's a regional thing, not a two Americas thing. Nope. I remember us having this conversation, and B. Scott and others, and then I did look it up myself. There are several like soul food spots around here that have that exact combination. So
that's what the whites used to do.
No, they didn't. I don't think they used to do catfish spaghetti.
The thing is, you put them together. Like, I mean, we catfish and spaghetti, I think we do. But putting them together, that may make it two Americas thing.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a delicious. Delicious joint there, but
you really got me jonesing for some catfish too. By the way, I wasn't even thinking about
some real good, good.
Yeah, gotta be right,
real good catfish. Yeah. All right. We haven't talked a lot about this, Clint. As the Texans, they go ahead and they had Danielle Hunter for 1 year this year, right? They signed him to a 2-year deal where damn near all of it was guaranteed last year.
Yeah.
They have now added another year. And they've made him, actually, in terms of how much money he is getting per year, the second highest defensive in behind Myles Garrett at this point right now. Again, we'll see what Micah Parsons does. But they have put him in that space, Clint. So they now have him secured for 2 more years, right? Which also makes sense, Clint, because those are the 2 years really that you can play with things with Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud too, right? They're not going to be getting huge money in those next 2 years as well, and that's a smart way to kind of divvy things up. But Danielle Hunter coming back for 2 more years. The thing I love, Clint, about it is they are guaranteeing almost, right, that they are going to have him in his like prime years, right? This isn't a deal of like, hey man, we got Danielle Hunter for the next 4 years. And, it could get shaky over the next couple of, like, the next 2 years,
You would be shocked if Danielle Hunter isn't still playing at the level that Danielle Hunter is playing at. That's the dream if an organization is. How can I keep guys in their prime years? And it seems like Danielle Hunter is going along with it. Like, he's not looking for, hey, no, I want real security for big years down the line. No, Danielle Hunter wants the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. This is a perfect fit. I mean, Danielle Hunter being from here, Danielle Hunter playing with an organization that he feels like can win a Super Bowl. And then you look at he is a perfect fit. If you had to mold a D'Amico Ryans guy outside of D'Amico Ryans, I think the guy that best fits it on this football team is Danielle Hunter. Goes about his business in a quiet manner, but is one of the more violent guys on the field in terms of style of play. He is a leader, but a quiet leader, and he allows the space for Will Anderson to take hold of the team, take hold of the defense, which I think is critical. I think this is a no-brainer. I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised it was for only one more year, not two more years, to be honest with you. That may be a Danielle Hunter thing more so than a Texans thing. I don't know, but I'll take it any way I can get it. And in the process, they cleared up about $3 million in cap space once again. So it was a good move for both parties.
No, I completely agree. It's just when you get the player to say, hey, man, I'm good with the short term too. Because generally, like, you think of a guy in Danielle Hunter, it's like, hey, I'm 29, 30 years old. This is my last opportunity to get a real big deal, and I want to get my last chance. Like, you don't generally see guys at 28, 29 saying, all right, I'll go 1 or 2 years. I'll go 1 or 2 years. You would think, like, hey, let's – but he's going with it, and he is certainly worth the deal and been worth what they've been able to do here the last couple of years with him. So Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter over the next couple of years, for sure, that combination's going to be there for the Texans and leading that defense. So he was a guy last year, played all 17 games, 12 sacks last year, Pro Bowler, and was in the conversation. I believe he finished top 10 in Defensive Player of the Year award, so a great season in year one, and hopefully more for him to continue moving forward. All right, we got to talk about Altuve, man. We got to start having, I know some people can live in the thought of, it's just spring training. All right, let's wait till the regular season. I don't know, boy. This was such a ballsy move, and now we're starting to see things like multiple days in a row that shouldn't be seen. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Real quick, we're gonna need McNeese State to go ahead and close this thing out and calm down just a tad here. This thing has gotten to 67-62 with 19 seconds left. And
good hell.
This long-faced gentleman, Copeland, is going to the line to shoot a couple of free throws.
Finish them!
And they can go ahead and finish this thing out here. And, I mean, really, this is – and he's missed a free throw. This is really for you. I think we are good.
Your 7 points are safe.
Yeah, we're seven. Our 7 points are good to go.
Yeah, but I'd make Nice winning in my bracket.
I got him winning in the bracket, too. They should be good. They're up six now with 19 seconds. They're stop away.
He Clemson stepped over the line, too, before he threw that ball in. He should have whistled that dead.
You ready to whistle that thing dead? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clemson banging another three, and it's down to three at this point with 11 seconds. Now this thing is starting. We're getting dicey. Clemson has come all the way back. It is now 10 seconds left. Clemson, they are trailing McNeese State. They took the state off. McNeese.
Did they?
Yeah.
I've been saying McNeese State off. We called it that since I was knee high to a grasshopper. They took state off.
Yeah, just like they did with Memphis, man. Took that. Remember, it used to be Memphis State. Don't know. 68-65. By the way, as I'm reading here, catfish, spaghetti, and coleslaw, a popular dish popular in the Deep South and Midwest. Just wanted to throw that out there. So a few of you, just a quick Google search right there for you. So, Maybe I guess this ain't deep south enough for some of you all.
Well, I don't know how much further south you gonna get.
I didn't think. I thought it would be. I would have thought it would be. Would have been. No, we'll keep you updated. Come on out again. We still have two more. Oh, they missed the three. Oh, they missed the free throw. They're up four. McNeese's, and this is over, finally. It is over. Clemson is going down. McNeese State will win, and they will win at 69-67. So you're good. We're good.
That's a big win for everybody.
That turned into a one-possession game somehow. The first leg is complete. The first leg is complete. Right now, we get to see more of their team manager, who brings the boombox out and plays the music. All right, so a good time to be had here. Come on out to Twin Peaks with us. All right, Tyler, you're as much as a psycho fan of the Astros as anybody I've ever seen.
Been told that,
and you are outside of his base running issues. You are a huge lover of Jose Altuve.
100%.
He is your guy.
The GOAT.
Where are you at now with the left field things? Is back-to-back days of
I'm freaking the hell out.
Okay.
All yeah, right. I'm sorry out. To... I, but that's it, out. Man. I don't know. Realized how maybe chill I was being about it until that freak last out. Blunder. Where he dropped another pop-up, because as soon as that happened, I felt something in me just start to panic. I mean, that is not good. It is happening too often. I don't care if it's spring training. These are Major League ball players, and the guy who's going to be in left field primarily for your Houston Astros is struggling this spring to catch pop-ups. So I'm freaking out.
If you missed it, 2 days in a row, what he dropped a pop-up yesterday, and then he dropped another one almost – trying to transfer to throw a runner out who was going to tag up and just kicked it away from him. It has been two straight days of just plays that, right, collegiate high school players are expected to make in the outfield. Not to say that major leaguers don't mess up and have boot balls sometimes, but these are 2 days in a row, and he is also saying it. He's talking about it. I'm disappointed in my effort and my play. Are you in freak out? 713-572-4610. Those of you on the text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, are you in freak out mode like Tyler? I think freak out's a little strong,
it's
right?
It's not ideal.
Well, look, I'm not a defense in the outfield in Major League Baseball really matters guy, but this is pushing the envelope. Look, I think it's silly. I thought it's silly from the jump what they're doing with Altuve, because I think at the end of the day, no matter how much progress he makes, we're talking about a regular season get through a long regular season type of deal. I think Alvarez is going to be out there when it matters the most, or Dubon is going to be out there when it matters the most, and so. It's hard for me to get to freak out mode. I'm in, and more so, this is exactly what I expected, even though I will be honest. I thought he'd be better at camping under fly balls on the warning track and catching it. Coming in and fielding a ground ball and being able to crow hop and hit home plate, regardless of how much velocity was on the ball, being able to do that, you know, drift over towards the foul line and get underneath the ball, catch it moving towards home plate because there's a guy on third trying to tag up, and at least throw a ball up there that threatens.
No,
I thought those things would be executed well. I'm surprised that those things miserable failures for Altuve.
I think I'm kind of in a space that you're in. Someone texted in. Y'all act like he won't get better, and if he doesn't, put someone else in left field.
But what are you like? I just it's
nothing
not
to
about
freak out about.
It's not about it's. I mean, we're talking about a left-handed batter hitting a ball that he damn near misses, and it barely stays in fair territory in the left field line, and he is camped out underneath it and somehow screws it up. To me, these
are the runner on third.
Like what I've seen is All of them, whether you're fielding the ball that was an error by the shortstop, and or you're catching a shallow left field or down the left field line, and you're gonna throw it home. Like, you can watch a high school season, like a high school season, and a good outfielder in high school is not gonna make those errors in a season. He's done in one spring training.
Yeah,
like how much work? Like, and to think that Jose Altuve. And I don't know how they're going about this. I would like to think that Jose Altuve is the most hardest working, the most overworked dude in the organization, given what he's trying to accomplish in left field.
Really, really hard.
Right? Like, how many balls has he camped underneath and thrown to home? Like, yep. You would think he's done that a million times, right? Yep. I would think. And we're still at he's going to get better? I don't know, man.
It sucks.
I do think he's going to get better, but... I think to the point that you've made, and I think this brings this into play, is, guys, like, there's going to have to be a decision made in a major way about the heart and soul of your team when the games matter and the game matters the most that you never had to make. And that was even if he was struggling defensively at second base. Right, like, I'm not freaking out, but I will say, like, clearly, yes, he is going to get better, I would think, with more reps playing in the outfield. But, Clint, we know he is a below-average left fielder.
Well,
hopefully by the end of the year, he can get to average. I don't know. He's a below-average left fielder. There are guys in the organization right now who have played the outfield their whole life that are below level. Like, right?
Yeah.
That have played their whole life. He is a below average left fielder. And when I say that, that means at the end of games, in tight games, Joe Espada is going to have at least, and they're probably talking about it, the conversation of, do we give ourselves the best chance of winning by leaving him on the field in the outfield?
No.
Right? Like that's a discussion. That was never a discussion at second base last year.
Yeah.
If you all right, he just had his last at bat in the eighth. We're coming in. We're up 5-4 in the game. No one ever said, "All right, Dubon, go ahead and hit. Go ahead and get to second base, yeah. And we're going to sit you down the rest of the way."
And
that was never a thing. That has got to be on the table now.
It is. That's something that they've decided is worth it.
Yeah,
that's the crazy part.
Yeah, I'll see some other people rolling in here. I'm not freaking out. I'm not in freak out mode. I am in saying I told you so mode for 2 years. Someone else texted, absolutely freaked with Altuve in left field. He is a Hall of Fame second baseman. It don't make no sense.
That I agree with.
Yeah. Altuve playing under the stadium lights, to be determined.
Yeah, does he need to get, like, his eyes checked or something? Is this like a Jameis Winston LASIK situation? Because
if that is the case, that's still, if that is the case, Tyler, like, that's not helpful either.
I guess he's hitting it, so that doesn't add up.
Yeah, he's... My thing is, when the pressure starts to build on him, and it becomes a mental thing, and you know he is somebody who cares like hell, and he took that home with him.
Yeah,
he didn't go home and just
his comments of I'm going to work on this, I promise.
He's making
promises.
He may have not slept last night. He may have gone out there and did that repeatedly, which. Obviously, his greatness is not a surprise of that, but like that starts to get in his head. Does he start taking it to the plate? This is just something to monitor. And Tyler Milner's complete freak out mode right now with him being in left field. All right, coming up, we'll give you a tournament update as we have our parlay, and it's looking pretty good. We've got a new set of games about to start up. You should come out and join here. 5 o'clock, hell. You ought to be getting off work and making your way out here and enjoying this great, great day on the sports calendar. Also, the latest with one of the stars of the tournament. We'll let you hear what happened last night with the Rockets and much more right here live on The Drive. A little 5 o'clock fire coming up.